By Sunday, Southwest had identified the overcharge customers and refunded their money, but the airline said it would not offer affected travelers further compensation. That soon changed, says Southwest spokesman Brad Hawkins.
So then on Monday morning, we had a little more time with a larger group of folks to think about, okay, how can we make this right? How can we make people feel better about this?
Along with an apology, the airline gave those passengers a $150 voucher. Hawkins says the debacle shouldn't cause Southwest any long-term fallout. But as a newcomer trying to gain market share in Atlanta, it's not the image executives want local travelers to remember. Jim Burris, WABE News.